I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Mackenzie Memories is an annual evening of storytelling, music, rare historic film clips and slides regarding the iconic Mackenzie River. It will take place this year at Cosmic in Eugene on Friday, April 4th at 6 p.m. and is a benefit for Mackenzie River Trust. Joining us in the KLCC studios are wooden boat specialist Randy Dersham, who will be the guide for the evening, and Joe Mall, executive director of Mackenzie River Trust. Welcome to KLCC, gentlemen.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Well, the old adage is you can't step in the same river twice, and even memory is malleable. So what's different about Mackenzie Memories this year?
Well, this year we're going to have three speakers. We're going to start off by talking about the Environmental Leadership Program and the group that at the University of Oregon that is helping do a lot of the legwork for the memory, the collection of these memories, and being able to archive these memories for us. The other big change is that we're going to be talking about the history of drift boats this year. Roger Fletcher is going to be joining us with who is the author of Drift Boats and River Dories and has done extensive research on the river of the history and the evolution of the Mackenzie River drift boat. And then, of course, this year is the 100-year anniversary of the Helfriches, the Prince Helfrich family on the river. And Dave Helfrich will be talking about the history of how they came to the river and the last 100 years.
For those who are not familiar with the Helfrich family, what's important about their history for the rest of us to know?
There are two very important things that the Helfriches were involved in very early on. One was the shooting the different rivers in the Pacific Northwest for the first time. So Prince Helfrich and Veltri Pruitt were the first two that paired up from 1931 to 1939 to be the first people to take small, lightweight river boats down the Rogue River, down the John Day River, down the Metolius River, and of course the Mackenzie River here as well. The second thing is that Prince Helfrich and the Helfrich family were one of several families that founded the Mackenzie River Guides Association, one of the oldest guides associations in the West Coast, and still functioning and very strong today.
Joe, from your perspective, what is it about this river that makes it so magical?
You know, there's the old saying that the mountains and rivers remain, and I think that's true. The magic changes year to year, century to century, and we're just responding to community interest in this. Every year, people are coming back wanting to hear more stories, make their own connections with the river, talk about their connections to the river. I think it's just something that's deeply ingrained in our community.
As Mackenzie River Trust, this has been a key focus of yours, but the organization has grown beyond the river itself as well.
Mackenzie River Trust has expanded well beyond the banks of the Mackenzie throughout Western Oregon. I think that reflects just, again, the interest of the community in seeing the kind of work that we do to protect and care for these special places expanded into other watersheds out on the coast, down on the Umpqua, down the main stem Willamette. There's a growing awareness of just how central these rivers are to our quality of life.
This particular river seems to have inspired this unusual kind of boat. Randy, you have such a passion for these boats. Talk about why these boats are unique and how that fits into this evening.
This boat was invented here on the Mackenzie River to be able to carry fishermen through the rapids rather than have to come to the rapid and go around. And these western rivers, especially here in Oregon, but from Northern California up through Washington, that come down out of the Cascades, have a fast rapid and then go into a long pool and then another fast rapid and a long pool. We call them pool and drop rivers, are just perfect for this type of boat. And it evolved. It evolved on the Mackenzie River, starting off from the original rowboats that were used for the logging industry. And then when people were ready to go upriver, when they were able to travel via car, we were able to get these boats either on a car or behind a trailer and get them upriver and then float downriver. So they're called drift boats because you drift down the river. And they have evolved in some very unique ways that have become suitable for similar rivers throughout the world now.
And this evening of slides and stories about the boats and storytelling and all of that is a benefit for Mackenzie River Trust. Talk a little bit more, Joe, about how that aspect works.
Last year, we were overwhelmed and decided this year to make it a ticketed event. So ticket sales will be part of a contribution. We're also kicking off a membership drive. To help with that, Mountain Rose Herbs has kicked in a $5,000 challenge grant, matching dollar for dollar up to $5,000. And then there will be three auction items available that night as well, including a ride down the river with Dave Helfrich. Really welcome the community to come out and help us celebrate what an incredible treasure we have in the Mackenzie River.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Randy Dersham, who will be the river guide for this year's Mackenzie Memories event, an evening of storytelling, music, rare historic film clips and slides regarding the Mackenzie River, and Joe Mall, executive director of Mackenzie River Trust, the nonprofit which presents Mackenzie Memories at Cosmic in Eugene on Friday, April 4th, beginning at 6 p.m. as a benefit for Mackenzie River Trust. Tickets for Mackenzie Memories and more information about Mackenzie River Trust at mackenzieriver.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.